Our scripture reading, as was announced, is Psalms chapter 138. Psalm 138. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands.
We're going to be studying from the book of Nehemiah this morning, as I announced in the first lesson. If you'd like to turn there, go ahead. This morning we talked about Nehemiah and the person, and captivity being the cupbearer, and some things he did in regard to going to Jerusalem and rebuilding the walls. And we drew a few points from that that would help us, because we know in Romans and also Corinthians that the Apostle Paul tells us that things written aforetime were written for our learning, and that the examples that were there are for our admonition. So studies from the Old Testament are good. So we'll concentrate on Nehemiah and the work of the people in this lesson, a short lesson, so that we can gain some insight in the fact that we need to be positive in our lives, that we would look to God to find out what work it is that he requires of us to do, and get busy doing it, and be leaders in doing it, and be cooperative with others to do the work of God, so the work can get done. And so those are good thoughts for us to consider this morning for a few minutes. But before we get into that study, we had the article on the back of the bulletin, which was from just a little bit different version than what Ronnie read. But Psalm 138, I will give thanks with my heart. I will sing praises to thee before the gods. Some versions use the word thanks numerous times, and sometimes they're changed out with praising God and praising thee. But we ought to be praising God all the time for who he is and what he's done for us, and for the fact that all good blessings come from him. It's in him that we live and move and have our very being. So certainly we give thanks to God for our blessings. In the song that Donald led, I thought was very timely. Thanksgiving is Thursday, a yearly activity in this country. But as Christians, we give thanks every day. We offer up prayers and praise to God and thanksgiving to God every day for what we have. So let's all be mindful to count our blessings and name them one by one. And we name them one by one and add them up, we'll never be able to add them all up, because God blesses us in so many ways. And so this morning, let's continue with our study of Nehemiah, and look at the fact that these people that Nehemiah went to Jerusalem to lead, they set forth a work, and they had a mind to work. We see that here in chapter 4 of Nehemiah, in verse 6, so we built the wall, and the wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. So for a few minutes, let's talk about Nehemiah and his trust in God and his belief in God and his obedience to God, his request to God for guidance, and then leading the people in the work of God so that they built the wall. From the very beginning of time, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15, a man was given the responsibility to work. After God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, he commanded him to cultivate it and keep it. The people had a mind to work in Nehemiah's day, and we should have a mind to work the works of God today also and be obedient to it. In John, the Gospel of John chapter 9 and verse 4, Jesus said he came to do the work of his Father who sent him. So work in regard to doing the work that God instructs is for all people. And we all need to turn to God and find out what that work is and how he wants it done and when he wants it done, and get busy involved in the work of God. And so in the book of Nehemiah, we see several things that would help us to be able to get encouragement in doing the work of God. And we can see how it will result in all good. We're going to look at that this morning, because these people had a mind to work. And let's see some things that happened just a little bit leading up to this. First of all, Nehemiah learned that there was work to do. He was there. He was the cupbearer before the king, as we talked about this morning. In Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, he found out that there was work to do. And that's the beginning of verse 2. And he's talking about one of his brethren. Nehemiah says, one of my brethren came with men from Judea, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. So it was, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. And I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you, both my father's house and I have sinned. So Nehemiah was not with the people that were in Jerusalem. He was there serving the king. And when he got the news from Jerusalem how the walls lay desolate, he prayed to God that God would help him, that he'd be able to, God would hear his prayer. And he prayed for the people, and he prayed for the wall, and he mourned. He was humble. And so God heard his prayer. God heard his prayer, and let's look down to verse 8. Nehemiah says, remember, I pray the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you were cast out to the farthest parts of the heavens, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. And Nehemiah says, now these are your servants and your people whom you have redeem by your great power, by your strong hand. In verse 11, O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name, and let your servant prosper this day, I pray, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. So Nehemiah is asking God for mercy. He's asking God for mercy for his people. God heard his prayer. Nehemiah in chapter 2 went before the king and asked permission to go. And when he went before Nehemiah, Nehemiah could look at his face and see that he was sorrowful. And he asked him, what's wrong? And he told him all about what had happened and what he wanted to do. And Nehemiah was before the king and the queen. And the king said, you have permission to do this. And then he besought the king then again and said, well, will you let them know that as I travel, that they will allow me to pass through the lands between here and Jerusalem, that I go through safely. And will you let the master that's over your forest know to give me timber from your forest, that I may cut lumber to be able to build the walls? And the king permitted that. So God's providence is with Nehemiah. And Nehemiah then is going. And he saw God's blessing. That was accomplished. He asked permission from the king. That was accomplished in chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. So Nehemiah, he arrives, chapter 2 there in Jerusalem. He inspects the walls and evaluated the work at hand before beginning the actual labor. Nehemiah chapter 2, we see that he goes in. He arrives in the city. He goes in by himself, only on the animal on which he was riding. And nobody knew why he was there. And so that night, he goes out and he observes the wall being torn down, being desolate, having been burned. And he observes the desolation, the destruction. He looks at it and he sees what needs to be done. And in that, Nehemiah makes up his mind that I'm going to do these things. He talked about all these things all the way through chapter 2 and verse 9, and then we see that verse 11, I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. So then I rose at night, I and a few men with me, and I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, nor was there any animal with me except the one on which I rode. And he went by night through the valley gate, to the serpent well, to the refuge gate, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem which were broken down, and its gates which were burned. And then verse 17 of chapter 2 of Nehemiah, he says, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach. Then he said, I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also the king's words that he had spoken to me, and listened to the people now that he's speaking to what they said. So they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to do this work. Several lessons we can learn already this morning just from Nehemiah. A man that was humble before God, trusted in God, prayed to God, asked God for help. He received God's help. He arrived at his destination. He observed what needed to be done. He calculated the damage. He estimated what needed to be done. He made a plan. He told the people what had been done, and they got on board. They got on board. We are ready to go. We're ready to work. So Nehemiah is going to lead these people. He's going to lead these people to build this wall. And all of you know this history lesson. He called all the people for the task at hand and put their hands together to do the good work. Chapters 2, verses 16 through 18. And they agreed. They were ready to go. And we talked about this morning now. They faced some opposition. But in going to this work, it was not just good work, but it was the work that God wanted done. It was work in the service of God. So any work that's done according to God's will, when he wants it done, is good work. Now, not every work that people do in the name of the Lord and for God is the right work, because it may not be authorized by the Lord. Nehemiah had authorization, and what he did, the work was for the Lord, and he did it for the Lord. So it was good work. We need to keep that in mind today. We ought to be workers for the Lord. We're commanded to work, but we need to do the work that we're instructed to do, when we're told to do it, how we're told to do it, and as often as we're told to do it, so that it's in keeping with the will of God. Man's ways are not God's ways, so we need to submit to God to do the work. So here in chapter 2, verse 19, and chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, we talked about this briefly this morning. The work was threatened. They had some naysayers. They had some people that threatened them. And so as they began the work, they were able to make a plan. Verse 19, it talks about these peoples and these officials. They heard of this and they laughed at us and despised us and said, what is this thing that you're doing? Will you rebel against the king? So I answered them and said to them, the God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build, but you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem. Point taken in this would be, number one, that as he was faced with opposition, even those who laughed at him and laughed at the work they were going to undertake, Nehemiah set out to do it anyway, and they did the work of the company. Today in our lives, there may be some folks in the community or at work or in business or in life in general that will laugh at us for observing the Lord's Supper of the first day of the week. Laugh at us for not forsaking the assembly. Laugh at us for studying the Bible and learning verses. There are people who make fun of religious activities. And so they laughed at Nehemiah, and he went forward. So if people try to ridicule you because you're a Christian or because of what you believe or the actions you take, it may be that as a Christian, people try to ridicule or laugh at you or make fun of you or mock you because you have a standard that's different from them, because your standard is based on God's standard and not the world. It may be that as a young lady or a young man, you dress modestly and conservatively as the Bible teaches rather than as the world teaches in immodesty. And there may be some who will try to point fingers at you and make fun. But are we going to do God's work for the work of the world. It may be that there'll be those who would mock us or laugh at us because we don't engage in the things of the world. There may be what they call right now, from Thanksgiving to through Christmas in these two months, there's a lot of people in the world that have businesses and get-togethers, and a lot of those get-togethers and parties are based on fun and folly and sexual activity and immodesty and lasciviousness and lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, instead of on just getting together to have some good food and have really clean fun. And so, and a Christian may say, I will not attend that party because of what's going to be going on. There's going to be drinking, there's going to be cursing, there's going to be immodesty, and there's going to be laughing, and there's going to be dirty jokes. And so no thanks, but I'm not going to attend. What's wrong with you? Do you think you're better than that? What's wrong? That's the attitude of a lot of people, and so they'll laugh at you. They'll ridicule you. And Nehemiah had a big challenge before him. They laughed at him. They said, we're going to build the wall. People said, we're going to build the wall. So they went out, even when they were not only laughed at, they were threatened. You know, we're going to stop your work. So they intended to try to stop their work. And there are people that try to stop us in our faith and our work for God. Don't let them stop you. There are things and situations in life that will try to stop you from doing the work of God and serving Him. Don't let it stop you. It didn't stop Nehemiah building the wall. It shouldn't stop us from building our life on Jesus Christ, the firm foundation, and serving God faithfully. Well, the people had a mind to work. They had an attitude of faith and determination, and it helped them to accomplish what God wanted them to do, even when others around them were angry, they were threatened, and those who labored, they worked together amidst all the threats and the problems and the ridicule. They stayed with it. Stick-tivitiness. That's what I need. That's what every Christian needs, is to stick with doing what is good and right, putting our faith and trust in God, and following His instructions that He wants us to do. So, when Nehemiah set this forth to the people, he prayed before he went, he prayed after he got there, and he prayed during the process. Prayer is helpful when the work of God is opposed. Prayer is helpful any day. We're to be prayerful people. We're to be mindful people of God. We're to be praying without ceasing. That means we need to have an attitude of prayer that we're depending on God. We go to Him with our needs and our wants and petition Him, not only for ourselves but for others. We pray on the behalf of others. We give thanks to God, as Ronnie read in the book of Psalms this morning. We give thanks to Him. We enter His gates with thanksgiving. So prayer is helpful. It helped Nehemiah and the people because they stood up and each one then did what they're supposed to do. Each one can do something of value for the work of God. It happened in rebuilding the wall. Each one did what they had the ability to do, and the work was finished. The work was finished. We have different things done from time to time in construction. Maybe we add on to our house, or we build a house, or we have an automobile worked on. Well, it may be that you got a problem in your transmission. Well, they have men that are specialists in transmission, and they do the work. But the transmission is fixed, and the cooling system is bursting. They have men that are specialists in that can fix the cooling system. Well, you get your transmission fixed and the cooling system going, and you got two flat tires. They have men that can fix tires. But once you get all that repaired, everyone did what they could do and repaired it. It was built. You can use that. You can go forward. It's a lot that way in building the wall. You had the carpenters, those that brought the timber, the ones that cut the timber, the ones that put it together, the ones that put it in place, the ones that watched, the ones that drove the nails, the ones that measured. All that, different ones in the work that we do as Christians. We all have something we can contribute to the work of the Lord. Nehemiah chapter 4, 15 through 21, chapter 5, verse 16, they supported the work. Let's look at chapter 5 and verse 16. We don't have time to read all these verses this morning, but this is old news to most of you. You've heard this time and again. In verse 16 of chapter 5, indeed, I also continue to work on this wall, and we did not buy any land. All my servants were gathered there for the work. The servants came together to work and do what they were capable of doing. So when people have a mind to work, and they actually go to work and do the work that's planned to do according to the plan, then things get done. Things get accomplished. Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. So the wall was finished on the 20th day of Elul in 52 days. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it and all the nations around us saw these things, that they were disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God. So you see, standing up for doing what's right as an individual, in our social life, in our home life, in our business life, and in the church, and in our worship, and in our work. Do what's right, get it done, and keep doing it, and it will have an influence for good on other people. But if we give up, back away, and give in, we're not being what we ought to be in the work of the Lord, and the work will be hindered because we gave in to temptation. To finish the work, rebuild the wall in 50 days, that was quite an accomplishment. And so, I need to be busy working for God. Every one of us need to be busy working for God. To do what? To accomplish the work that He has for us to do. Well, we can find out right here in this book what the work is that He has for you to do and for me to do. He has the same plan for us to do by faith. The actions we're to take to receive the blood of Christ for salvation. He has the same plan for all of us as Christians, if we go on the wayside, to make it right. To repent of our sin, confess our wrong, pray to God. And if we need the prayers of brethren, pray together. Why don't we use that access and use those tools and do by faith what God instructs, that we can be saved, be forgiven, and stay saved. He has a plan of how we can accomplish the work. When there's outs between brothers or sisters or friends and neighbors or folks, get out with one another to have a problem. There's a plan for that. Go to your brother and tell him you're sorry if it's your fault, and ask him to forgive you. And if your brother's wronged you and he comes to you and asks you to forgive him, forgive him. There's work to do. We can get it done if we do it the way that God asks. What a blessing we have. Whatever you do, do your work heartily as the Lord rather than me. 1 Corinthians 15, that was Colossians 3:23. 1 Corinthians 15:58, Paul said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Well, one more slide, and the lesson will be yours. And that is, having the work of faith and the labor of the Lord is commendable. Remember, we can look to Nehemiah as an example, a good example. We can look to the people concerning the building of the wall as a good example. We too can be that same good example today as individuals and as the church. And it will be a commendable work because it's the work of God. Our faith in God becomes evident when we, by faith, seek out God, seek His Word and His will and His way, and learn what it is, and do the work that sets before us. James 2, verses 14 through 24. It's not just faith alone. We're not saved by works alone. We can't save ourselves by our works. But by faith and believing in God, He commands things that we're required to do to receive His blessings. We need to do that work and be faithful in it. Let us have a mind to work, to do the work of God. Every day, as individuals, as husbands and wives, as families, as parents and children, as the church at Beauty, having a mind to work, to do the work that God has sent for us to do. Donald's going to lead us in the invitation song. If we can help you in any way, please come while we stand and while we sing.